Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today. And in this second part of the show, I will be talking with John Page from Valistry Ford in Sherbrooke. John will talk about what is new in cars this year and is it a good time to change cars. But first, we will hear a bit of the song called Right on Time. It's by Felix Cartel, Taken, and Sarah.
Well, I got tidal wave washing me away. Same, you're like a waterfall, drawing in a crowd. You love a spectacle, you're dragging me out. Lost in the water, I let it go. I like being here with you.
Maureen Galantisto for the Cube, 88.9 FM. And today I'm very happy to welcome John Page to the Townships at 12. Now, John, with his brother, you've been working for Valistry Ford in Sherbrooke for quite a few years. Would you like to introduce yourself a little bit more and tell us a little bit more about Valistry Ford?
Yeah, thank you, Maureen. Yeah, this John Page here, and my brother and I have together, we have, I guess, over 40 years working experience. My brother has close to 30 years at Valistry and with Ford. With Ford, he actually has a little over 30 years. And I've been with Valistry Ford going into my 14th year. So it's been a fun run working for this family-owned business. You know, I definitely find Valistry Ford a very interesting business setup because it's a third-generation Ford family business dealership here in the township, which I think is fantastic. They've held on to their core values of being a family business and trying to offer the best service possible that, feels like you're, as much as possible, like you're doing business with friends and family. So that's been their primary goal. And actually, if we go back, they're actually fourth generation because their first dealership was in the 1930s in Rimouski, if I'm not mistaken. It was out a little closer, a little bit past Quebec City. So that's what I can say about Valistry. And we've just come off a big sales year. We had our biggest sales year in 2024 that they've ever had. And they've been in the Sherbrooke area for over 60 years now.
That's a lot of experience. Okay. What are some of the biggest trends in the automotive industry this year in 2025?
Maureen, I really like that question. I find it's really pertinent to talk about because the trends are actually shifting. There's a huge trend in the early 2020s and, starting in about 2017, 2018, lots of talk of going full electric. And Ford was really on board for going full electric and converting pretty much the entire lineup to electric vehicles. And now that trend has slowed down a little. There's been a correction. The ship has changed, not completely changed course, but a correction in course. We are still going to be providing electric vehicles such as the Mustang Mach-E, the Ford F-150 Lightning, so our electric truck, our electric SUV. The Mustang Mach-E, sometimes throws people off and they expect it to be an electric sports car, but it's a sporty SUV. But the idea of going full electric has really, cooled off. It reminds me, it was a historical period in the 1960s and 70s where, in the muscle car area, American vehicles were, muscle cars were known for being extremely reliable because they were made to, cross the continent to really do cross-country trips, whereas vehicles made in smaller countries like Japan or the UK often didn't have the same longevity. So longevity, you could say, or the ability to cross the country is, I think, still important to a lot of buyers. And I think that's what's making it that Ford is seeing that the sales for electric vehicles, while they're good, they're thinking of moving more towards, and they've, expressed that plug-in options. Let's plug-in hybrids will be what Ford is really working hard to come out with shortly. And, shortly in the automobile world, they need to be working 3 to 7 years ahead. So we're really talking about more plug-ins in the next 2 to 7 years. And the plug-in technology, I think, is a fantastic technology because if you can, the goal is to be able to go back and forth to work every day and plug in every night and do that 5 days a week, all on electric power. You have a much smaller battery, so much better or less of a negative impact on the environment because, of course, mining cobalt and other minerals used in batteries, lithium and whatnot, is rather hard on the planet. It's there's quite a bit of pollution involved with getting the batteries, but then, you know, over time that gets offset. However, I think the North American market likes to be able to, you know, drive out to their vacation, and we need, I think a lot of the market demands a lot of autonomy, and that requires bigger and heavier batteries. And the Ford F-150 Lightning businesses like it because it doesn't get plated as a heavy truck. So it's not an L plate required, whereas GM and Chev, their electric truck, it forces you, it goes down as a heavy vehicle, a heavy truck, and as a heavy truck requires an L plate. So I think I believe that the solution is to be able to go to work every day 100% electric, but then if you want to drive down to, you know, if you want to drive to Toronto or Nova Scotia for your vacation, you can make it without having to stop every few hours to charge up.
Okay, that's some great information about electric and hybrid vehicles. Let's talk about the new lineup. What are some of the exciting new models Ford is offering for this year?
Yes, well, we're going to be saying goodbye to a few models before saying hello to many new models. Our big changes actually came recently with the addition of the Bronco Sport to the lineup. We have the big Bronco, I like to call it the big Bronco, but it's the other Bronco, the Bronco that can also be your summertime convertible, but also a very safe SUV with a fully boxed-in frame that it shares now with the new generation Ranger. So we just got the new generation Ford Ranger. That's a mid-sized truck that can tow 7,500 pounds, whether you go with the 2.3-liter four-cylinder turbo engine or the 2.7-liter V6 twin turbo, like we find in many of the Ford F-150s, one of the four-engine combinations that we have with the Ford F-150, because the Ford F-150 now comes with a hybrid option. It's a mild hybrid with a 1.1 kilowatt, so barely affects the weight of the vehicle, that allows for city driving to come in more around the 10 to 11 liters per 100 kilometers, 9.5 if you're real careful, but it really helps with city fuel economy. So those have been the big changes. We've got bigger changes though in Europe. Europe is seeing the Ford Capri SUV. Now the Europeans often seem to not mind a little less economy. So it looks like the electric project is moving forward strongly in Europe. So the Ford Capri SUV, it's the return of the Ford Capri. It's all electric with 627 kilometers of autonomy. So getting a little bit more long distance travel out of than the Mach-E, which is 515 kilometers of autonomy. They're also getting the Puma Gen-E. So they're bringing back the Puma with 376 kilometers of autonomy. So that would be the big news over in Europe. We'll have to see if we get those. I know currently we had plans to get an Explorer SUV, all electric. But plans for that have been pushed a little further down the road, possibly so we can come out with more plug-in hybrid options across our lineup, which will really help bring down the fuel economy, the fleet average fuel economy. Now, the very hard to get, the very new and exciting Mustang GTD has come out. It's starting to get delivered, but to very few dealerships. It's a very limited vehicle, but just broke some records on the Nuremberg Ring. So very, very fast, top-of-the-line Mustang, but we won't see too many of those in Canada. And the Escape is going to be discontinued likely in 2026. And the Ford Edge is no longer being produced here in Canada in the Ontario plant, as that's supposed to shift over for Super Duty, the big heavy truck production.
Okay. Updates in terms of design and anything else in technology or performance?
This is a fun question because I like to play in the realm of educated speculation. And my educated speculation is that when the new model F-150 Lightning comes along, we could see a major design change. I would think that strategically it could make a lot of sense to come out with a very traditional looking or identical looking plug-in F-150. I'm really keeping my fingers crossed for that because I would love to come to work 100% electric, go home 100% electric, plug in at night. But if I want to drive to wherever we may drive to, I like the idea of not having to stop every day, you know, on the highway. Electric vehicles, their autonomy goes down. No matter what manufacturer we speak of, autonomy on the highway goes down considerably because you have to deal with wind resistance and it's exponentially painful. So your battery, your autonomy won't go down nearly as much at 100 kilometers an hour than 20. You might think, oh, well, there'll be a 20% battery usage difference. But no, it's an exponential impact, and you'll lose more than 20%, just like when you drive a gas vehicle. Just people usually don't look so much and calculate. They don't look as deeply into that when they're driving a gas-powered vehicle. And we've got new tech at Ford, and new tech going into more and more of the models. So we've got Think 4A connectivity system, which can be found, you know, on all, as all the new models come into their new generation, like the 2025 Ford Ranger did in 2024, and 4A Think capability allows a hands-free, wire-free Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, so you don't have to plug in your phone to get those great Google Maps and whatnot, the navigation, Waze onto your touch screens. Touch screens at Ford have gotten considerably bigger. These screens keep getting bigger, just like the TVs in our homes did throughout the 2000s. And we've got BlueCruise hands-free driving technology at Ford becoming pretty common now. And that allows drivers on the main highways to remove their both hands from the steering wheel. And the vehicle does a great job of keeping you right in the middle of the lane, slowing down, speeding up, even avoiding accidents. And also new technology at Ford and Lincoln, changing lanes for you. So it's an exciting time at Ford. Lots of technology. Now, I had BlueCruise in my current 2024 truck. Absolutely loved it. But when the free trial ran out, I was really happy to have what you could say is the leftover technology. It just means that I have to keep my thumb on the steering wheel. And the vehicle is really great at keeping you in the middle of the lane. And Ford's technology, is what I really like about it is it's not intrusive. It's not like a nanny system. So it doesn't take away from your driving. You know, if someone's in your blind spot and your blind spot mirror light lights up, it's not going to cut the radio. It's not going to start binging at you or making noise. It's just going to light up. It's a nice little assistance. And the lane centering technology, don't really notice it at play because it makes really minor adjustments. So I'm often wondering to myself, okay, am I keeping the vehicle in a straight line with my thumb on the steering wheel, or are these just minor adjustments that the vehicle is making? So quite pleased with the technology thus far.
The hands-free technology just blows my mind. Any other safety features in this year's models?
You know, that really sums up most of the safety features, but I can add that, you know, because we're offering for many vehicles, free trials of this BlueCruise, which means hands-free driving technology on the highway. Well, that technology requires there to be 360 camera. So that means you have like a bird's eye view over your vehicle when you're starting up the vehicle, whether you're, you know, moving forward, moving or reversing. You have a button you can demand a 360 camera view. So you don't have to worry about hitting any bicycles or whatever obstacles you might have in your driveway or work site. So I find that's really useful. And the adaptive cruise control, it makes long drives really comfortable. I'm really enjoying that. The evasive steering assist and the automatic braking, if the vehicle detects an upcoming accident, and even avoiding an accident, are all technologies to make the vehicles that much safer.
Do you know the top-selling vehicles so far, like for last year and the color? I know last year it was the Ford 150, I believe.
Yes, absolutely. You got that spot on. The Ford F-150 continues to be both America and Canada's best-selling truck. Often is many years over, it often ends up being the world's best-selling vehicle. So trucks are really popular. In 2024, for example, Ford reported a 25% retail sales gain in the F-Series during their fourth quarter. And that was also due to the fact that the truck prices in the fourth quarter on the 2024 Ford F-150 really came down. You know, I was working through the several years of supply chain issues. I saw the prices increase, and I actually saw them coming in advance. So I was, you know, encouraging people to trade before the vehicles got hit with inflation, or did their best to avoid price increases due to the inflation, and essentially had none in 2020, none in 2021. On a truck that used to be, let's say, $60,000, we saw about $2,000 for 2022. And, you know, a lot of YouTubers were saying, oh, don't buy every time Ford would increase their price by, you know, $500, for example, on a $60,000 truck, you had these YouTubers screaming, you know, don't buy Ford, wait until the prices come down. And I was telling people that just doesn't logically make sense. If anything, the prices are really going to go up soon as manufacturers can't absorb that inflation anymore. And of course, manufacturers prepay and buy in advance a lot of their parts, and they're negotiated into their contract. So if you're ordering 5 million starters, because often a company will use the same starter for a multitude of models. So if you're ordering 5 million starters and you have your contract start up in 2020 and you negotiated it in 2019, well, you've got a set price for until that contract runs out. And I definitely was letting people know, you know, watch out, prices are going to have to at some point increase dramatically. They did slightly in 22. They increased dramatically in 2023. We saw interest rates go up, rebates go down or disappear altogether. And the window sticker, which is the manufacturer's suggested retail, the MSRP retail price, we saw the MSRP or window sticker prices go up dramatically across all manufacturers, and those prices stayed high in 2023 and part of 2024, but really started to come down in spring 2024. And by fall 2024, huge rebates, for example, on the F-150, which is part of the reason why there's such a big 25% increase in sales in the fourth quarter of 2024 for the Ford F-150.
Okay, that's really interesting. What color is chosen most of the time?
Good question, and you'll see a lot of it here at the dealership at Valis Three Ford in Sherbrooke. We have a lot of white and black vehicles. We have one of the biggest inventories in Quebec for Ford dealerships. We run about $27, $28 million of new inventory because we want our customers to have a high likelihood of finding the vehicle that they want with the equipment that they want in our yard. But we do have a lot of black, white, and dark gray, as those are the most popular colors and have been for the last several years. More colors that you could say really catch the eye or a punch, really pop out, like reds and light blues, any neon colors. Well, those are bought less often, and I call them the love or hate colors. People either take them or leave them. And there's no in between, and usually a bright blue, someone will say, hey, that's not bad. I'm not sure. Either they're drawn to it or really don't like it. So we try to keep colors that more likely will attract people. So black, white, gray, and then an occasional off color.
Okay, that's interesting. Let's talk about the tariffs on vehicles and the parts. How is this affecting the prices of the cars in Canada?
So far, it hasn't affected the prices at all, which I was expecting more of a rush in the month of March. March to be huge. I thought I'd be unbelievably busy and just not know how to manage my appointments. January and February, I was always, you know, booking people 2-3 days in advance, sometimes a week in advance to have an available time slot. I'm almost seeing 2020 repeat itself. 2020, when people really should have been buying because price increases were coming out, a lot of people are saying, oh, well, you know what, I'll wait for those prices to come down. And that's really not what ended up happening. And I think it's going to be the same thing for tariffs right now. Prices are fantastic because they're relatively either very low interest or no interest, or a bit of interest, but big rebates. For example, leasing a 2024 Ford F-150 right now comes with $12,000 in rebates if the truck is leased. Or the other option is you can also work out the contract so that the purchase is on 0% interest. And I think that 0% I might even be able to get on a 2025. So really good interest rates, good promotions, because, well, tariffs haven't affected the production yet. But tariffs are going to be much more of an immediate factor. It's not like the previously in 2020. Well, when you made all your contracts in 2019 and 2020 before inflation hit, well, those contracts were made at unbelievably low prices compared to the contracts that needed to be made for parts come 2023, 2024, once the inflation really has been brought into the supply chain and into the production lines. But tariffs will affect the cost of immediate production. We're not going to be kicking the can for price 2-3 years down the road. It probably will be in the month of, it'll either be in the month of April or probably really hit in the month of May. So I'd highly recommend that anyone that's thinking, I'm going to change in 2025, but, you know, wait for nicer weather. I'll wait until, you know, June, July, or maybe I'll wait for that, you know, Ford employee pricing that if we have it this year, will be in, likely be in August and September, or September and October will likely just be 2 months. I really wouldn't wait for that. The people who are in the know are saying that the specialists are saying that on a truck price, we could see, well, across the automobile market and across all manufacturers, we could be seeing roughly $4,000 to $12,000 U.S. in price increases. And they're talking about vehicles, you know, $40,000 to $100,000. So on a Ford F-150 truck or a truck of a, you know, GM, Dodge, whomever we may be speaking of, we can probably expect anywhere from about $6,000 to $15,000 in price increase. Right now, the interest rates are really great, whereas usually employee price, it's the best time of year to pay cash a truck. For example, I've been through this so many times. I've seen employee pricing on trucks be anywhere from $8,000 to $12,000, even on, you know, for example, the most expensive model we used to have is the limited model. Well, on a limited F-150, I've even seen 1 or 2 years, it was $15,000. That also came with a rebate, but that also came with higher interest. So it made it the best time of year for people who are paying cash. However, I'd often, you know, go through deals in the month of, if we go back to like 2018, 2019, 2017, I'd calculate a deal out for employee pricing in June, and the interest rate, the rebate would be much less, but the interest rate would be better. And often when people would say, you know what, I'm going to wait for that employee price coming in July, so I'll wait, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks. But when they'd come back, usually how it almost always worked out is that the monthly payment was higher because of the interest. Yes, the rebate was higher, but with the impact of the interest rate, it actually made for a higher payment. So I'd say that keep that in mind. Anyone who's thinking of trading in 2025, I recommend looking at the month of, you know, this month or the month of April.
Where can people go to see the new lineups or maybe even book a test drive or learn a little bit more?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to explain the products and the models that we have with people. I'd love to do a test drive. I think it's such an important and critical part. I think it's so important to not just shop on price, because, you know, you can, if you're thinking between two manufacturers, you can come out with two prices and say, well, this one's, you know, $40 less per month, I'll just go buy that one. Could boil down to not really liking a vehicle and saving $40, or really liking a vehicle and spending $40 more. So I highly recommend test driving, because you'll find out if you really like the vehicle or not.
Where is Valestri located in Sherbrooke?
Yes, we're at 4141 Rue King West in Sherbrooke. So
I just want to mention you have a YouTube channel too. Would you like to talk about that a bit?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Maureen. I've got a YouTube channel called Johnny's Car Care and Reviews. I have a mix of reviewing vehicles and covering the things that I think people need to be aware of, things that, you know, they may like or dislike, depending on the perspective and the preferences of the individual looking at the vehicle. So I try to look at things sort of less of a Ford guy and just, you know, what type of, for example, if I'm sitting in a vehicle, I'll try to think, you know, okay, you know, this is a seat, it's not as bolstered, you know, the sides don't hold me in position as much as I would like, but I would definitely think that, you know, for people who are a little bigger than me, are a little wider in the shoulders, probably this is like the perfect seat for them. Mind you, I personally, you know, wouldn't, you know, drive through corners, a mountainous road at high speeds in this seat, because I'd slide around a little. So I just try to cover it as best I can, as if I was everybody, you know, from the perspective of someone who's tall, someone who's short, people of different sizes. So I try to really get the full perspective on a vehicle. And when I cover the news, I always try to cover the news in a manner sort of like we've done today, giving out advice, best methods to shop, methods to get the right price, the best price, Part of that today, of course, no matter what brand you're shopping, check out internet pricing. Build and price online. That way, when you get to the dealership, you know, if there's an online rebate going on, you know, for example, my Ford F-150 2024s have $12,000 rebate on lease because I'm always very glad to point out the positive to my customers. Not every dealership works that way. Some dealerships even work without window sticker prices. So, you know, the vehicle price we might be calculating for you might be a little bit more expensive than that special internet rebated price. So it's always good to have a good idea of what you're looking at in regards to model and equipment as well as price before heading in. And I like to see the dealership experience as being a very important experience in regards to explaining how the vehicle functions, the technology, and assisting in the test drive. All things that we really can't really get a good notion of or any notion of at all while on the internet.
Okay, definitely a great YouTube channel. Anything else you'd like to add, John, that we left out?
I think we've covered a lot today. And I'd say that if anyone would like more information, it would be a real pleasure to serve them. I'm working here at Valestri Ford. I started in June of 2013. It'd be a pleasure to show you the models and ensure that you're comfortable with the road test. I'm always there to see if I can find the right model and equipment for people. And when people tell me, well, I'm not sure about the road test, you know, I always want people to discover whether they like or don't like a model. And I think that's so important. You know, I'm not here to sell cars. I'm sort of here to see if the shoe fits. And that's the perspective I go from. So it's no pressure, not even low pressure. I'd say no pressure situation. I just want to see if the shoe fits. So if anyone's looking for a vehicle in 2025, I encourage you to book an appointment with myself. You just call up Valestri and you ask for John Page and we'll book up an appointment. It'll be my pleasure to serve.
Okay, well, thanks very much, John Page from Valestri Ford. And also check out Johnny's Car Care and Reviews on YouTube. Thanks very much and all the best, John.
Well, thank you so much, Maureen, and all the best to you and your family as well.
And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. And today we're going to talk about spring biking tips. First, make sure your bike is ready for the season. Check your brakes, tires, and chain. Always wear a properly fitted helmet and use reflective gear if you're riding early or late in the day. Stretch before heading out to avoid muscle strain and start with shorter rides to build stamina. Don't forget to stay hydrated and keep snacks handy for longer rides. Finally, watch for loose gravel, wet roads, and increased traffic as everyone gets back outside. Enjoy the ride and stay safe. And that's some health news here on the Townships at 12 for today. I'd like to thank my guests on the show today in the first half hour, Brittany Goodsell-Pecora. Check out the gym called FXV Solution. And in the second half hour today, John Page. And if you're thinking of buying a car, check out Valestri Ford and ask for John Page. Thanks for listening, everyone. And we will close today's show with a song called What Are You Waiting For? And it's by Sofia Camara.
Strike. Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you wanna learn to deal with fear? Don't you wanna take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? For the right excuse.